Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Now, you're walking the UK coast, aren't you?
We are, yeah.
Yes, tell us about your epic walk.
Okay, well, we started on the 11th of January in Folkestone, so we've been going for nearly 4 weeks now. I didn't do any planning for it. I didn't do any training, which is a little bit, some people might say, stupid, but at the same time, it's going to be tough either way, so just decided to crack on with it and do it. So I've got all the kit that I need. We're literally wild camping where we can, so walking as far as we can each day until we find the camp spot and then just pitching up, staying there for night, and then moving on.
Gosh,
it's been good so far.
Brilliant. And where are you today?
Currently, right now, we're just sitting in Sandown.
Oh.
When did you start your walk, Martin?
It was on the 11th of January.
Oh, right. Which way are you going around the island?
We started in Folkestone. We're going clockwise around the UK. So then we did all the Portsmouth, did half of Southampton, came over to the Isle of Wight on Friday. And we're going clockwise around here as well. Started in Cowes, and now we're going clockwise. So we're in Sandown now, and heading towards, Ventnor? That's where we're hoping to get through today.
Can you tell me what type of dog Rocket is?
Rocket is an Alaskan Malamute.
Oh, he's absolutely gorgeous.
So quite commonly confused with a husky.
That's right, yeah, it looks like a husky type.
She's ideal for this.
Do you know how much money you have raised so far?
At the moment it's just over the £800 mark, which I'm quite pleased with, considering it's only been, not even 4 weeks yet. So I'm quite pleased with the amount that's coming in, and obviously the longer I go on for, the longer that we'll be able to keep raising for. And hopefully the donations will come in quicker the longer I'm doing for. It's going to take about 4 years in total to do the walk, so hopefully in that time we'll be able to get to the target, which I've set at £100,000.
Have you got a total, what you actually want to raise, or are you just going to keep doing it?
Ideally I want to raise £100,000, but at the end of the day, if I don't reach that, that's fine. Every penny goes towards mine, and obviously will help somebody, so every penny counts for it. So if we don't reach the target, we don't reach the target, but it would be nice to reach that £100,000.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Martin, what's been the most memorable part of your walk so far since you started?
I can't sum it into one thing. To be honest, it's a category. It is the people that I've met along the way. But every single person I've met along the way has been absolutely amazing. Just chatting to them, mainly because of Rocket. Most people want to come over and say hello to Rocket because you can see them about 100 metres away, see her face, and you can just see them melt because she's got such a beautiful face on her. So most people come over and start talking to me, and then obviously I'll tell them what we're doing and why. And they've been absolutely amazing. The support that I've had along the way, it's just been incredible. So that's going to be the main thing. It's just going to show me that actually humanity isn't as bad. People make it out to be.
Indeed. And what do you think of the island so far?
I've never been here before, so it's my first time on the Isle of Wight, and I knew from what I'd seen, pictures-wise, of people that have been here, I knew it was a beautiful island. But pictures don't do it justice. It is absolutely beautiful. And so far, these are the most beautiful beaches that I've seen on my journey so far. Much better than the south of England so far. And, yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, you've got some spectacular scenes to come. If you go through Shanklin and Ventnor all the way up to the Needles, and I tell you what, your eyes will be, it's just amazing what we've got on this island. What's the weather been like?
I've been told to look out for a few things. Yeah. The weather has been really, really good for us, you know. Like, since we started, we've only had one day with a little bit of rain, which was yesterday, and that's it. It's been absolutely marvellous other than that, so I can't complain at all with the rain. The weather has been very lovely.
And you've got some gorgeous weather today.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. It's quite good, actually, because I've got a solar panel on. That's how I charge up my phone and battery pack in it. So it's quite nice to get this out today, because at least I can charge my phone and spin back up.
I see on your Facebook page that you've got certain people that like to know how many miles you've done and how many steps. That's a fantastic amount of steps, isn't it?
I need to do another total. I'm going to try and do another total tonight once we settle down. I like to try and do one a week. And yes, there is one person in particular that asked for quite a lot of information. And me and my friend did laugh a little bit when we were talking over message, because I was like, how much information did I want? But so I just thought, yeah, I could have done that for some time. It just allows people to see how much we're doing, and like, even from Folkestone through to, I don't know, that's four counties that we passed through at that point, which is amazing to think that in less than 4 weeks, technically, I've passed through four counties. And now I'm in the Isle of Wight. So it helps me see how we're doing as well, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It helps me go, absolutely, we're doing all right, yeah, I'm quite impressed with how we've done so far.
When you put it into perspective, you know, you can say you're walking from here to there, but when you actually put it in perspective of steps, as well as miles, and as well as, you know, everything else and how many days, it just puts it into, you know, and a most amazing perspective, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does. It definitely drives home how far we're going, and the fact that we are probably about 2% of the way through at the moment. It really does drive home just how long this journey is going to be and how hard it's going to be. Especially when I think about the fact that some days we haven't really gone that far. But it's not about how far we go each day. And it's the fact that those days are included in that total shows that some days we really have got the hammer down and pushed on through. So it's going to be interesting to see what those totals come up to at the end. It's going to be a good journey.
Absolutely. So you're raising money for Mind. How can people give to Mind on your behalf?
I can do it on the Mind website anyway, but if they wanted to give it on my behalf and to support Rocket and myself, then if they go to the Just Giving page, so even if they just load up the general Just Giving page, if they search for MARBZ, that's MARBZ, that's my nickname, it comes up with our page. So MARBZ and Rocket Walk the UK. And they can donate through there. And if they want to do it anonymously, they can do it anonymously. If they want to put a little message and say whatever, then they can as well. And those little messages do make a difference, because it just allows me to see, especially some of the people I've met along the way, when they put a message on there. And God has said, it's really nice to meet you. It's just really nice, and it just shows how much support we've got. So yeah, that's how they can do it if they need to or not.
Well, that's fantastic.
It is, absolutely brilliant.
Well, enjoy your day. And we'll speak to you later, Matt. And thank you so much for speaking to us. And please give Rocket a pat from us both.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I will. She's currently taking the 5 minutes a bit late in the middle of the walkway, because she's very little about that. And get 5 minutes left. Everyone's having to walk around her. She doesn't care about person's face. So she's just laying on her back, chilling out in the sun, getting some rest.
Martin, I reckon if you charge 50p to a pound patting a dog, you'd make a fortune.
I don't know whether there's a legality behind
that. No, I know, but yeah, know. Just think.
I'll have a look into it.
Well, we wish you luck anyway, for the two of you anyway.
No, thanks very much.
And thank you so much for speaking to us here on Vectis Radio.
No, thank you very much for getting in touch.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.